This is my song. This opening pasuk. The Rav was an example of Uchukosai Tilech, of perfection, of excellence, in Avonis HaTorah, in Yigiyah BaTorah. We're now entering the third week of Shiurim. Every single evening, over 13 Rosh Hashivas, The Rav was an example of Chukosai Tilech, of perfection, of excellence, in Avonis HaTorah, in Yigiyah BaTorah. We're now entering the third week of Shiurim. Every single evening, over 13 Rosh Hashivas spoke beautifully, to put it mildly, and analyzed the Derech of the Rav, the conceptualization of the Rav, analyzing his Derech and Limud. Unprecedented. Never before in the history of our yeshiva, never before in the history of this Beis HaMedrash, do we ever have so many shurim, so many, one after the other, the same topic, the Rav. The koyach of the Rav, to be able to gather in so many thousands of people for his own shurim, to attract crowds, such a koyach, that when I sat in the middle of the auditorium, I felt closer to him. At that time, when he spoke about his own personal tsar and loneliness before his operation, his cancer operation, how lonely he was with his family around him. And at that moment, we felt close to him. He was lonely, we were close. Closer than the time when I had the chiddush with the Rav in the dormitory, in his apartment. The koyach of the Rav, even after his patira, that so many talmidim, came to hear, and hopefully to get chizuk from hearing the sipuri of the gadol, the shurim, the Torah of the gadol, and hopefully we'll take it something with us. The Medrash mentions on the names of the Bnei Yaakov, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Omer of Yosef of Chanina, Shimoseim Noyim, Umaseim Noyim, Elo HaShivatim. That Shemoseim and Maseim or Noyim are beautiful, sweet. That you could understand what the person was from the name itself is from Reuven ben Abonim, Benir ben Chami, Shimon, Shamea Bekolaviv, Sheba Shemayim. Rashi mentions the names of the Shifikah. And one before says, Oichenvei, what has happened? Lo Doris Achronus ke Doris Arishonus. The Doris Arishonus, they name the Vlad, the newborn child, after Main Amura. Something that happened, that the child should be represent a certain event, a certain Siba. I went to a bris just a couple of weeks ago, and one of the names of the child that was born premature in the fifth month, 2 ounces. And after 4 months, finally had a bris. One of the names of the child is Nissen. We don't have to explain. Nissen. We don't have to name after a father, a grandfather. He's a Ness. He's a living Ness. And that's the name of the child. However, Doris Achronis, we name after the patira of a father, of a grandfather. And there's a tzviya. There's a tzviya on us. Why can't we name a Me'ein Amura, something that happened? The Rav is nifter. So our relationship with the Rav will be a Yosef Dov. Noch a Yosef Dov, noch another Yosef Dov, which is a covet. But what about the individual? What do we learn from the individual? I mean, Amura. What do we learn from him? What roshim did he make in our life? Rabosai, we heard night after night the beautiful descriptions about the Rav, the Gavis in Torah, the reading between the lines of a Blat Gemara, Rishonim, his intuition in Pshat, in Emes, the Yish HaShkolis, the giant and worldly manners and areas of the world knowledge, everything. The Rav spoke with metaphor and drama, a master of language, a great pedagogue, and all this spayed him. Still, it's not enough. Not kid a boy, but the Rav was. What do we learn from all these shirim? Hayosim midvareinu. What do we learn? To have appreciation for the Rav. There's no question in my mind that there'll be books written on the biography of the Rav. And Yeshurim will be written up. And his Torah, the Rambam, will be written. And more people will reread Ish Halacha. They'll read all his Svarim, the Rav. So much so that even before his Patira, they heard of the Rav. They heard of the Rav. Once I told the Bachrim, we'll have a Bechina, a Mishnayis, with the Rav. And the Bachrim came back and said, he went to Fives, Machis Farm, they don't have it. They don't have it? Impossible. They'll go and tell me the names. Definitely they have it. They asked for Mishnayis with the parish of Rav Salvechik. They don't have it. In fact, they asked me, where do you get it? Ask your Rebbe. Ask your Rebbe. Ask your Rav. The Rav, the Rav. This is it. They know the Rav. A Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Gottlieb, we're so involved in external. Today is a world of external. Of pictures, which is a mila. I'm not belittling it whatsoever. Gedolim pictures. And this Mashgiach was very proud of the fact that he, his picture also appeared of one of the Gedolim. He was very proud. Right through slope. Until one day he was walking Bnei Brak. And when he overheard or heard the children, one boy said to another, I'll give you 6 godlies for 1 shach. Already, it's not such the greatest godless. So we will bring down, which is a mila, pictures. We should see the pictures of the Adam Gadol. There should be pictures in our yeshiva b'frat. What's Hayotzi Midvarim? What do we learn? From Reuven we see something. From Shimon the word tells us something. We learn something. The Medrash mentions about the Kohen Gadol. What does Chazal want to tell us about the Kohen Gadol? The Chazal say, "Va'Kohen HaGadol me'echav lama nikra shmo Kohen Gadol shu Gadol behei dvorim." In 5 things he was a Gadol: the Chochma, in his wisdom, in his koyach, in his strength, Benoy, in his beauty, the Oisher b'shanim. All of these milas the Rav had. All of them. What do we mean by koyach? Shu gibor. He was strong. Vaharaya, Aaron HaKohen, was able to be maineth all levim. 22,000 levim. Molech maybe malamor, pick him up. He was strong. Physically strong. And one could ask, why does it, what do we have to know this for? What is Nogea? What is Nogea to know how many inches is an Adam Gadol's beard? How tall he was? How he looked? What is Nogea? What does Nogea mean? Chazal tell us he was a Gibor. To tell us he was strong. And we find this in Gemara in the Dorim Lamaches, by Nevi'im. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashi Shechinaso, Ela HaGibor. HaGibor. Omer B'Yochanan, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechinaso, Ela HaGibor, V'Ashiro, V'Chocham, V'Onav, V'Kolam V'Moshe. An Ashir, a Chocham. We learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu. If one looks in the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, and he mentions in the study of Torah that Kosh Baruch Hu, Okel Menaves Bnei Adam, Benevuah Chala Ela Al Chacham Gadol B'Chachma, Gibor B'Midosav, V'Lo Yeh Yitzro Mizgaver Olav, B'Dover Ba'olam, Elohu Mizgaver B'Daita Al Yitzro Tamid. This I understand. The Rambam tells us what a Gibor is. He's a Gibor. Kavish is Yitzro. This is what Kesem Misha says. That's a Gibor. So he asked the Kashir, but the Gemara says a physical Gibor. Physically. The Rambam says, no, Gibor means a Kavish is Yitzro. That's important to know. But how tall he is, how strong he is, that's not important. So Kesem Misha asked, but how can the Rambam didn't quote the Gemara, didn't learn like the Gemara? So he didn't learn like Rav Yochanan. He followed the Mishnayos. However, the Gemara doesn't say what the Rambam says. Here, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zachrein of Racham, wants to explain that there's no stira, there's no contradiction between the translation of Gibor meaning physically strong or spiritually strong. And he explains as follows the Pesukim in Mishlei. And he says, Al Zdei Yish, Otzo Avarti, Al Ker Modem Chas Alev, I passed a field of a lazy individual, and an individual was happy, had Menuchas HaNefesh, didn't want to work too hard. Chas Alev, he lacked understanding, not only his Moyach, but his Lev. Vinei Ola Kulo Kimshonim Kasu Panav Charelim Vegeder Avonav Nerosim. And he saw that there were thorns sprouting all over and the fence was broken. Ve'achze Anochi Oshis Libi Royisi. I saw this. I took it to my heart. Lokachti Musar. This was a Musar. I took this to heart. Lokachti Musar. Lokachti Musar, not that I gave Musar. Not that I went ahead and mochiach this Atzel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Atzel for me to look at this individual. How he wasted his time. And for me was a Musar. It was me a chizuk. Like how one can destroy his life. Rav Chaim mentions, the Gemara mentions in Shabbos Peches, Omer Rav Chanan Bar Papa, a pasuk in Mishlei, Shimuki Negidim Adaber, Lama Nimshu Divrei Torah Kenagid, like a ruler. Divrei Torah is compared to a ruler, a Bal Koyach, to teach us as follows. Ma nogid ze yeishbo lohomis lahachios av divrei Torah. The divrei Torah has the potential of giving life and rachmanistan killing. Like a king, like a ruler. This is what Rava says. Muminen, with your right, barsam v'dechaya. It's living medicine. However, the smolim, Barsama demosa. If you use your left hand, it's misa. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, if a person uses his right hand, he's osik v'kol kochom, v'terudim l'das, soda ka'odim, hamishamish b'yad yimino, which is the ikar, he uses his right hand, so therefore he uses v'kol kochos, this is his right hand. The samachayim. However, if he's a righty, and he uses his left hand, he's not using b'kol kochos. That's samamodos. That means he's not putting his whole potential, kol kochos. The Chovas HaVovas writes in Zagdama, for a long time, he debated to write the Sefer, if he should write as a Sefer or not, until he was convinced that the reason why he had doubts is because of atzlus, nothing more. Laziness. Now, willing to work hard. Work at your koichas hanefesh. The Mesillas Yeshurim writes in Perek Vav, an atzl, even though he doesn't do any wrong, no averas, no mitzvahs, he sits and does nothing. Maybe a sara olav. He brings ra upon him. Easily distracted, begins his seder by talking, by schmoozing, can't get into the sigur right away, to walk in, to open up a gemara and immediately start. All of this is not frustration, tiredness, not enough of an oilum in the Beis HaMedrash. It's atzlus, laziness. The koichas hanefesh of an individual, be it physical and be it spiritual, Rav Chaim says, all comes from atzlus. The awareness of atzlus or not being aware of atzlus. The BMS, what is the Gibor? HaKovish is Yitzro. Not only the Gvura Gufness, but his Nefesh. This is the Gibor. HaKovish is Yitzro. You think that he can be Kovish is Yitzro. You think a person be Kovish is Yitzro. The Gemara says in Kedushin, V'yamole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Ein Yochel Lo. Impossible. No one to be Kovish is Yitzro. You need the help, the Sati Shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's ours too strong. You have to do all what you can. And so too when it comes physically. When a person has to work b'kol koichos, you think you can do it? You really think that Aaron went ahead and picked up 22,000 Levim? The Chizkuni says it was a nes. The same as Moshe Rabbeinu. He picked up the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu picked up the Mishkan. It was a nes. So we see that both makaros, physical, and also the ability of Kovish Yitzro, needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But both are important, but kol koichos. In order to have amala, one needs not only to Kovish Yitzro, his spiritual Yitzhara, his Yitztaivus, but physically, he has to work with kol koichos physically. Hayohach. This is what the Rambam means. When the Rambam quote at Kovish Yitzro, it's included. It means also physical. They both go together. Yaakov Avinu learned 14 years in Yeshiva Shein Behavior. But kol koichos. He didn't sleep, he didn't eat, was Chazal saying. Until he came to Mokam. Vayivka Hashem, b'mokam ahu. He didn't sleep all these years. But the Torah says, Mefurish. But by love, and he also didn't sleep, apparently. And he worked. Didn't say he learned. He worked. Physical. Day and night with all the hardships. It has to go together. It must go together. It wasn't where we went to the Rav and refused. In the later years he refused that people should go to Boston. It's every amassment, everything goes. It's not my convenience. when I'm good and ready, when I feel all right, then I'll learn. When physically everything else is all right, I have a little cold today. I have a little bit of fever today. So what do you do? Chash Barosho. What do you do with the Chash Barosho? Go to a doctor. Yasak v'Torah. It goes together. The Rosh Yeshivas speak about their first impression coming into the Shir of the Rav. I just want to mention, when I first came to Yeshiva, I committed a great sin. Exactly what the Baal Musa say you shouldn't do. That was, when I came to Beis HaMedrash, and when I saw the Bachrim that learnt in the Rav Shir in room 102, across the hall, when they came, and they were learning your daily, Rav gave Shir me every year in your daily, one of the two Shir. And they would sit with notes, just notes, and they would argue back and forth, what does the Gemara say? My notes say like this, and his notes say like this. Especially before Bechina, notes, notes, notes. They ran it all around, notes, 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 notes. They never opened the idea. They never opened day after day. Rebbeinu, this is a Shir, it's a lecture. I did the same thing in secular studies. Blood Gemara, that's how you learn, with notes, and notes, and notes, and notes. However, before we went to the Rav Shir, the Gedolei Torah for Rosh Yeshivas, who perhaps didn't learn in Brisk, not all the Rosh Yeshivas learned in Brisk, the Gedolei Torah, because the Rav said they were Gedolei Torah, he mentioned the fact, Gedolei Torah, and they were anxious that their Talmidim, especially Saw Bocher, was interested in learning and steigt in learning, should go to the Shir, to Rav Shir. The Rav admired them and gave the greatest kavod, not only to the elder Rosh Yeshivas who are older than him, but the younger ones, the younger Rosh Yeshivas. It wasn't never addressed by the last name, but the greatest kavod. Of course, the feeling was mutual. When the Bocher saw this and I saw this, was overwhelmed. But I asked the Rebbe, I said, Rebbe, I saw somewhere it says, Dr. Soloveitchik, professor of Talmud. And he answered me, why didn't you look again? You'll find my name there, associate professor of Talmud. You looked at the Chitzonius. You looked at the Chitzonius without understanding. Did you go to the Shir? Were you involved in the Shir? Were you involved in learning? That's an utzel. Looks at excuses. It's not for me. He gets a picture and he's convinced this is the reason. Until the Chovis HaVavis says that's not the reason. I don't learn. I didn't write the Sefer. I had hesitations because I'm an utzel. I don't want to drive myself. Once a person gets involved in learning, all this is Narishkeit. Never mind what the PR says. We have heard over and over and over again the tremendous hasmada concentration that the Rav had. He labored over Pshat, or a piece of Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, first-hand sources. And the question is, the way we would make fun of a person not opening up a Gemara and learning from the notes, just the notes, and what about ourselves? We hear a Shir. Do we look up when Tosfos quotes another Gemara? Do we look up the Mefarshim mentioned by the Rebbe of another Gemara? Aksais and Nesivis and Shagasari, Reb Chaim, Reb Elva, Afikayam, Kilos Yaakov, and so on. Do we look up a Mishnah Zeroyim Do we look up a pasuk in Chumash? Chumash in Rashi. Do we look up a pasuk in Tanakh? But the Rebbe's not going to discuss it. Do we look it up? We can understand to hear Shiurim and not to look inside the Gemara. We can understand if a person said, and they said this, I understood this Shiur very well, but the European Rosh Hashivas used to say, Tom Kicker, Tom Kicker. Why is it that the Tom is compared to a kicker, to a loaf of bread? Why not to bust it? I understand the whole Shiur, just like Tom Kicker. Why could kicker? Why could kicker? What does that show? He never looked in the Black Gemara, he never saw it. Tom Kicker. That we can relate to. That we laugh at. That won't happen to me. And what about are you geeing on Mola and looking up all the sources, all the Marmon claimants? Not before this year, but after this year. We are responsible. Chayavodim lomar mosa yagir maise v'maise avosa. We are obligated to ask ourselves this question. When am I going to reach maise avosa? Avrom Yitzchak v'Yaakov. It's a dover she'efshir. To work b'kol kochos of the masmid Yaakov Avinu, it's a dover she'efshir. Yet we see that we are obligated. We are obligated. We have to drive ourselves, b'kol kochos, not that we reached it, but the yagia, to work, to have this drive, mosa yagia maisa, maisa avosa. The question raised again. It's not enough, I don't think, to think of the Rav and the godless of the Rav and know the godless of the Rav. How does it affect us? How can we relate to this? The Rav, the Ismailis, how can we relate to this? What is the status of Shabbat? Between the Talmidim and the Rav. We heard so much many times over and over the pursuit for Emes, the pursuit for Emes. The Rav lived in his daily life and the Blat Gemara in his learning. They say about the Brisker Rav, the Talmud wanted to enter the Yeshiva Brisk. They would say, why do you want to come? Because I want to learn the Brisker Derech. He would not allow me. There's not a drach. But when he mentioned, I want to learn the Emes HaDerech, all right, then he can come in. The Emes. I didn't hear so many times the Rav say the word brisk. Emes HaPshat. I never heard him say the word brisk HaPshat. Emes HaPshat. And he felt it was Emes. The Rav used to say this mice over and over again. And I think this maisa was the demusyukno that drove him so many times in all his shir. The maisa Reb Chaim's first shir. We speak about our first experience with the Rav. Reb Chaim's first shir, giving a shir in Valoshin. A young man from the Gedolei Ador came to hear the shir with a critical eye. And he gave the shir, and apparently he got through without a scratch. Without a vikuach, with askamas. When he finished the shir, he right away gave himself a patch on his forehead. Oyvei! I just remembered, he said, the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayos Yevamos says such and such, which would break my whole shir. My whole mahalach is not correct. I just realized this. This is not correct what I said. This is emes. This is the emes. The pursuit of emes, not only in our learning but in our daily life, needs one hakdama, one introduction. in order to pursue emes, one has to be aware, as the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Hei, a kofer b'avodah zorah, harihu kilu modeh v'kol haTorah kulah. That if a person comes to be aware of sheker, he's already on the road to emes, to be aware of what is not truthful. As the Rama mentions, Hilchas Avodah Zorah, Koifer, the first thing, if you're Koifer by Bavos Kechavim, in Moda B'Kol HaTorah Kulo, B'Kol HaNeviim, B'Kol HaShistavu HaNeviim, Mi'odim HaTzof Oilam, Hu Iker Kol HaMitzvos Kulon. It has to begin with the awareness of Avodah Zorah, of Sheker. That's the first thing. There was once a Chag HaSmicha, in the first hall, on the fifth floor, and the Rav was prepared to give a shiur. And the Talmud spoke, I believe it's Sugis and Chulin, and he heard it. And the Rav was so upset, he didn't say anything, except for certain expressions, that the Torah was not straight. It wasn't glatt at all. The Rav couldn't speak. The Rav couldn't speak. It bothered him so much. Very sensitive. Like a piece of chalk. If you hold the chalk a certain way on the blackboard, it gives out a screech. It affects every fiber, every part of one's bones. It can't take it. You're sitting in the back row. Can't take it. This importance of emes. How can we relate to the Rav? A going that the Rav said so many times, I'd have to be a going oilam in the home of my father, my grandfather, to be an amortz. A going to be an amortz. How can we relate to such a person? A person that had such a tremendous tfisa, quick tfisa, and also the koyach had hezbara, of explaining. There were gedol yisrael that had fast tfisas. But the koyach hezbara of explaining was difficult, or vice versa. The Rav had both. The Rav, with his chudushim, with his koecha of amkus, of concentration, chuli and schuli. How can we be like the Rav? Medame to the Rav. What are we left with? Some think that it's enough, and perhaps appreciation. Appreciation of what the Rav was, or to think that we have a sad shavishah with him, if our hashkafis of Eretz Yisrael, of secular knowledge, is the same as the Rav, then we're talmidim of the Rav, talmidim of the Rav. If we follow his method of learning, follow his divrei Torah, his pshatim, his chedushim, this is what we should carry on, which is definitely correct. But I think it's much more than that. Much more than that. V'olach v'drachav. We have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Chazal tell us, Kaviyachal, Mahu Afata, Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum, Rachum Achanan, Maisa Chesed, in our personalities, in our midas, in our maisim, we have to try to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only just to do the mitzvah Hashem. Why is that so? How can we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because it's not a shavish b'him. We're tzelem elokim. We're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the son is like his father, of course he's like his father. He comes from his father. It's mistaber. Son has a chelik of his father. We're all that way. So much so that Balamusa Lur Vihaftal Racha Kamocha, Kamocha Mamish, that I shall love my chaver the way I love myself. Why? Because Be'emes, my chaver and myself are all one, because we all come from one source. Chelik Lakamimal. We all have a star of Shevishib with him. If that's the case, what is our star of Shevishib with such a gadol? How can we be like the Rav in Asmada, in the Moyach? So for many, it's impossible. And we just have to admire and realize the Skat Nadors. But if the Torah wants us to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to love HaChaverim, and there's a Star of Shevishib with him, there is a common denominator, and perhaps there's a common denominator with the Talmidim of the Rav, Rosh Hashivas that you've heard Shurim from, and the Talmidim of our Yeshiva. And I think perhaps the common denominator is one meter, the commitment to Emes. Our Talmidim have the commitment to Emes. The Talmidim of our Yeshiva are committed to learn and to hear Shurim. I once went to Yeshiva, to another Yeshiva, and I asked, what's the highest shir? That was my drive, to get to the highest shir. And the answer was, no shir. That's the highest shir, to learn on your own. That's the highest shir. And we were trained in our yeshiva, in our Beis Medrash, shiurim, 23 years to learn by the Rav, 20 years, 10 years, 15 years, to learn with a Rebbe, to be guided by a Rebbe, to be mushpa from the Derech HaLimud, to go to a Rebbe constantly, not just to learn on your own. And who are you? A Golo Bator needs Shurim. When we finished the Shir, I walked out. I left. But he stayed. I wrote. He listened. I wrote. He listened. Rav Hershel Shechter wasn't the Beis Medrash as much as I was. But he learned much more than I. And the Mitzvah Shabbos, he was Chazar over. He lived in learning. Over the Shurim, and connected things that the Rav said before and afterwards. After Shir, there's Mefalpa with the Rav. This Torah. It's not just learning the Beis HaMedrash. And once I close the Sefer, finished. The Gien Amor Torah means you're thinking and learning constantly. You see these Walkmans all over the place, Walkmans. What's inside there? What are they listening to? I mean, those in Amsterdam, those in St. Nicholas. What are they listening to? On the subway, what are they listening to? This is Gien Amor Torah. Wherever we are, if we're Ish Emes, we have this tremendous midah that we should think and learning. Think and learning to be able, when you go to the cafeteria, when you go to a place wherever you eat, to speak and learning a Dvar Torah. Torah should be shogar right there. What are they listening to? I mean, those in Amsterdam, those in St. Nicholas. What are they listening to? On the subway, what are they listening to? This is Yigin HaMol Batorah. Wherever we are, if we're Ish Emes, we have this tremendous midah that we should think and learning. Think and learning to be able, when you go to the cafeteria, when you go to a place wherever you eat, to speak and learning a Dvar Torah. Torah should be Shogar B'Piv, wherever we go. We go in the car, we go to a Chasana. That's what's new, a Dvar Torah. Learning. Thinking and learning. And you see this. But it's not enough. We're impressed only if the numbers are in the Beis Medrash learning. And what about in the streets? Pasuk says, in Mechukosai, it says, as Tirsa Oretz, as Shapsasel, Koyime Oshamo, Gatim Boris Ovechem, as Tishba Oretz, Hirsos, as Shapsasel. The Pasuk in the middle of the Tochacha discusses, as Rashi mentions, that Golus comes because he did not keep Shemitah, the Shemitah year. Why is there such a great onish on the Shemitah year? There's no reference to Shemitah in the Tochacha. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky mentions that the Chukosai is connected with Bahar. It's not just coincidental. Bahar b'chukosai, and Bahar discusses Shemitah. Not only the halacha of Shemitah, the beginning of Bahar, but even at the end of Bahar. At the end of Bahar, Parshas Bahar mentions, Eshavsosai tishmu migdoshi tiro ani Hashem, and many Mephoreshim learn means Shemitah, referring to Shemitah. So Bahar begins and ends with Shemitah. In b'chukosai telechu, refers, one should be Amo Bator. One is one Amo Bator when he has the opportunity, the Shemitah year, when he doesn't have to work, he doesn't have to Vezeas HaPecho Toch HaLechem, that year he should be learning Torah. When it says that they were Mechalel, the Shemitah means not that they didn't observe the Shemitah, but the purpose of the Shemitah was to learn, that they didn't do. They didn't observe the tafkid of the Shemitah. They did it. They observed the mitzvahs. You learn. They went through the kiyum mitzvahs. But what was the tachlis behind it? It's not just shavsosai tishmo, not only to observe the Shemitah, abstain from working, but it was in order what? To learn, to be a gin amol b'torah. That they didn't do. Yes, it's a week before Shavuos, before Kabbalah Satorah, but let's be realistic. It's final time. Graduation is on Monday. Let's be realistic where we are. I know where we are. We're in Shemitah here. Now is Shemitah. Because afterwards, month off, we have the opportunity to learn and not to put upon ourselves other all. Whatever Ptur that we had until now doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't exist. And if a person can makabel upon himself, and I can imagine the Rav did this. We go to Chasnas, the Mirtz Hashem, coming up before by Shoshim Agbola, and after Chasnas, and after Chasnas, so late. So let the Chasna run an hour later. Plus an hour. We come back for the Chasna. In the Beis Medrash, open up the Sefer and learn. Another hour. The Kabbalah upon ourselves, the Lila should be of learning. Another hour, another 2 hours. But to go from a chasana, and right away to sleep. A chasana, yes. A vadi at the vatal Torah, Talmud Torah. When do you have to vatal Talmud Torah? While you're dancing, or 4 hours before the chasana, and the whole night, and the whole next day. This is Amel Shibitorah. This is Amel Shibitorah. And this is Shemitah given for this. We should learn. We should always take in Torah. I want to finish with one more Nakuda. Our Tafkid. Hayotzi Midvareinu. What do we learn from all these Shurim that we heard? Rashi says in Yevamos, on the Chosel Rigli, he brings the Tshuvas Agonim. It doesn't mean that there are Shurim of Hilchas Achag B'Chag, but it refers that Shemez Bo'odim Godol Koven Oso L'Chvodo Mereshana B'Shana Kishemagia Oso Yom Miskabim Chachamim Mikol Sevivov Uboyim akivro, imsharom, bahoshiv yeshivosham. Rashi says that the yard site of an Adam Gadol, everyone comes, especially the Talmidim, everyone comes to his kever, Lahoshiv Yeshiva Shom, to establish a yeshiva. Zecha Nishmasa. Sosov Dovus Bekever. On the day of his yard site. We have a job to make a yeshiva. And the Gadol's Nifter. To make a yeshiva. And the Rav's relationship to the yeshiva was not only one of Akaras HaTov, which we heard over and over again, but the Rav loved the yeshiva. And I'll bring you a Raya Ledover. Rabbeinu Yonah says that who is your chaver? Who loves you the most? The one that criticizes you, that gives you toichacha, that's interested in you, not that praises you. You don't need the praise. We understand this. It's a toichacha. It was so difficult at the luncheon before the Chag HaSmicha, the Rav got up to speak, and what he said is not important whatsoever. But he had doubts about the future of the yeshiva. Doubts. Concerns about the future of the yeshiva. The nekuda on the Dagish Chazik is on the word yeshiva. Very concerned. That's love. And he said what he said with difficulties. Whatever his doubts were, it was the yeshiva. His main concern was the yeshiva. He saw and showed his concern, which we said shows love. Our Rosh Yeshiva, our president, Rabbi Lamb, has stated that when it comes to policy, administrative policy, that shouldn't be given over to Talmidim. It's understandable. But what is Biyodeinu? What is in the hands of the Talmidim? The life, student life, the campus life, the Ruach HaYeshiva. This is in our hands. The Ruach HaYeshiva. This is in our hands. 50 years ago, when the Rav came to America, the challenges at that time, as we heard so many times, is not the challenges that we have today. It's not the shilas and sveikas that a boy has in Emunah when he studies science with Darwin. He doesn't have these sveikas or difficulties in chazakas and understanding difficulties in a piece of Gemara which is a steerer to something else that he learned. Because he doesn't learn. The lazy society. Our problem is the society and the culture of the society, which is not necessary to go into. We all know our environment. We have heard over and over again, which is Emes, the Rav was influenced by his father, by his grandfather, the Chaim, the Derech HaLimud, the Tzimtzum, the Midas HaTzimtzum, to be exact and precise in his learning. He got this from his father, from Rav Chaim. But we forget and fail to remember he had another Zayde. He had another area of influence in his life, the Netziv. Rav Chaim married into that family, the Netziv, and his grandfather, his mother's father, Rav Elia Feinstein, Rav Elia Prusian. What was that family like? And you all know the well-known story of Ridvaz from Slutsk. They came to Slutsk. They came to Volozhin. He came from Slutsk and went to the city of Volozhin. And he stayed for Pesach. He went to Sheni Shagoyas, there's two Sador. The first Seder he spent by the Beis Halevi, and the second Seder by the Netziv. Two Mahalchim. They're both Mekayim the Mitzvahs. The Beis Halevi course, didn't start Marv until after Rabbi Natam Shosmanius the Achtel didn't begin the Marv. And then finally, the Beis HaLevi, by the way, says a footnote, the Beis HaLevi started Pesach, Erev Pesach, by putting down all the cups beside of the Shulchan. He did it b'chvod b'atzmo. And he asked the people, is this nice? Is this cup nice? Is this nice? Is this nice? And then Beis HaLevi started the Seder very late, of course. And the Sipurim Yetzias Mitzrayim took a long time. And then when it came, Tachlis of the Kezias, a large shear, off we could call him, black as coals, the matzah, and then the more a large shear in the korach. And when that finished, it was about to be chatzos, and you don't work with tanoim of the Avni Nezer. So the mailer, what do? You start with the afikoyman, and come, made it by chatzos, and then there's halal. And then the Sipri says Messiah until the morning. And what do you say, Sof Ko Sof? The Beis HaLevi gets up after the whole Alos HaShachar and says, Mi Yodea Ver Veis, Mi Yodea Mekayim Kehilchasa Mitzvah Seder of Sipri says Messiah Machus Matzimor, Mi Yodea. Hopefully, Mi Yodea. A Pachat. Asher Mefachat Tamid. A Pachat, who knows? I ever saw a brisker rov bake matzahs. Someone told me at the time he was baking matzahs, he opened up a sefer. He got a scream. This is not the time to learn. This is not time to be a masmid. We're now baking matzahs. Kol koichas in the baking of matzahs and nothing else. The second night he went to Nesiv. Oy benachas. A different type of Seder. They didn't wait so long. And the Shurim weren't the tense. There wasn't tense. Very calm, cool. And they finally finished the Seder, Alos HaShachar. Same time, the Beis HaLevi. Then he says, B'simcha, kama mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem. And the Siv said, we're Makayim so many mitzvahs. So many mitzvahs, and he listed all the mitzvahs. A different approach. Both approaches. If there was Hashem b'simcha, if there's Hashem b'yiro, you need both approaches. We need both. But I think, in our zman, in order to preserve, which is extremely important, the derech that our Rebbeim inherited and learnt by the Rav Zochrin Levrach. In order to preserve that derech, that rigorous derech, the derech of Amol and Yigiyah, the derech of Emes, the Emes in a Blat Gemara, working at a Blat Gemara, working with Amol and Yigiyah. It has to be also, even with Hashem is Simcha, Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, with a Simcha, with the simcha, the Ruach HaYeshiva. It's important, the Ruach HaYeshiva. It's not just an intellectual pursuit. It's important, the Tefillah, the Zmiras on the Shabbos, the Ruach HaShabbos, the Ruach on the campus, a Tzur of a Yeshiva. This should be the Talmidim's concern. It's in our hands. It was put in our hands. The environment. The Tzuras HaYeshiva, that's also part of our Limud HaTorah. That's also part of what the Rav gave over, part of what all the Rosh Yeshivas gave over. This is a Yeshiva, or the Ruach HaYeshiva. Chazal say, Ki Vishigol Yisrael Mi'artzam En Lecho Bitl Torah Gadol Mizeh. We're living in Golos as Bittul Torah. We're living in Golos. But so did all the Gedol Yisrael. And Afa became from Agrasar, from Msar Agra. We have the Yecholos to learn, to be Omel, to make a Ruach HaYeshiva. Chazal say, the Psukim, When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, Tzchok HaHabim Ha'od, yes, Avram, everyone will be called Avram. You'll be known as Avram. You'll have a Shem. Avram, the great Avram, was from Sayagro. Everyone will know you. You'll be well known. Your writings, your Ashkafis, will be well known. And what was Avram's response? Matitin li, v'noga hole chariri. What good is all of Avroch Shemecha if I don't have children? If I don't have children to carry on, what good is the Shem Tov, the goddess of the Rav? In one way, we should look in shame. Such a gadol was in our midst. Look where we come from. Look what we had. We should be ashamed of ourselves. On the other hand, he should give us a chizuk. It's in our hands, in the Talmidim of Emes, that represent Emes and our Emes. And if they speak Emes and they live Emes, then they can learn Torah the Emes, to be concerned in the Ruach HaYeshiva. And this all conclude. In B'chukosai Telechu, the Medrash says, Im is not only a Lashon Tanai. Im is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesave, Shiyisrael Amelim B'Torah. Lu Ami Shameili. He's waiting. He loves that we should be Amo B'Torah. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. This is our mission in life. This is our tafkid. To sit night after night and to listen to the goddess of the Rav. To listen to Shurim and Torah of the Rav. If it's not going to become a part of us, if it's just going to be a name, I know the name, but how does it affect you? If there won't be a tshuva of the yeshiva, if there will not be a change in the yeshiva, it's not, if it's an end of an era, it's a beginning. It's a beginning of another era. If we're going to sit and listen and say, this is my favorite gadol, and stop at that, for some. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're Wilson S. Holford. Or I should be killing him, Matt. Or I should be not hearing it. There is Seneca Testament. Now I'm a business. Or I should be killing him, hungry, how to tell us. Now I'll be fired when you see it. Sure, wish him. Sure, I'll be lost at all, but me, you like it. I know, Hunt. You're a shame in the symphony I've seen him go to. In the same clinic with you. I know, have an arm, There is Seneca Theatre, you see. An arm, I was an empty horse. Oh, my knees in the grove with the stops and the way back. We made this. When we are hungry, you knew for him. We are the greatest mistress, you see. Stops and the world ends. Always you'll hear what you're from the show from it. You'll hear what you're talking from it. Oh, to be silly, Mark. Oh, praise me, you stand. You know, it's double not need to. At least we miss our statistics. Shimmer your way, Marshy. Oh, to be silly, my nose. Why, I think it's a thing.
Listen to get off. Look how she looked out of the window. Dripping up to the truth, get here, eh, brother. Why do I speak? Get here, with me, eh? Yeah, I'll talk with the sharpness.